Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is commenting on what the British ambassador to the United States, Sir Christian Turner, said just a few days ago. Now, Sir Christian was appointed to that position shortly after Lord Peter Mandelson was sacked, always saying you want a safe pair of hands. Sir Christian was not very well known until he got this position. And it's extraordinary what he said. What a gaffe, not only the content, but the timing, because there's this delusion amongst many Britishers, particularly in the Conservative Party, that the United Kingdom has a special relation with the United States, a phrase first mentioned by Sir Winston Churchill during the Second World War. Remember, he was American on his mother's side. Now it's true that, you know, the UK buys some special American military technology, but the US sends it, sells it to lots of other countries. Now, the US controls Britain's nuclear weapons. I think they have to be updated every 3 years, and they're going to do that by the USA. Some will say the United Kingdom can't even launch its nuclear weapons without American permission. There's the Five Eyes Agreement, but that includes other countries such as New Zealand, and the US gains from that. So I don't think the United Kingdom is that special to the United States. It's somewhat special. It would be like in its top 10 allies. But so what? I mean, so I think some Britishers are lying to themselves about just how much this matters. Obviously, the United States got five times the population of the UK, more than five times the wealth, and obviously in territory much, much greater than that, and so forth. So there's no question that the United States has had most of the clout for a very long time. The United States, the UK has not been at parity with the United States for, you know, a century, and so on. All right, so Sir Christian Turner, he was addressing some students. And he said this, and I don't think there any wasn't filming like that, but the remarks, this is just, I suppose, hearsay, were then told to the Financial Times. So that was very undiplomatic candor. And it came just before the state visit of His Britannic Majesty Charles III, who's in Washington, D.C., who's gone on to New York City, met Zoran Mamdani, the mayor of New York. And Mr. Mamdani is very critical of the United Kingdom. I don't dispute his right to be. I'm very critical of the United Kingdom, but not on the same issues, and so on. So the Foreign Office said that what Sir Christian Turner said, these are private and formal comments, and they were not reflective of the policy of His Majesty's government. All right. Notably, it didn't dispute the content of what was reported, but someone audio recorded him, I think without his knowledge. He was meeting some British teenagers at age 16 to 18 on a visit to the United States, and this is what he said. The special relationship is a phrase I try not to utter because it's quite nostalgic, it's backward looking and has a lot of baggage with it. I think there is probably one country with a special relationship, and that is probably Israel. Wow. Well, he's right, because, okay, the United Kingdom has hosted these American military bases in 1942, and then it shares all its intelligence with the USA. It's fought beside the United States in various conflicts and so on. They've had, rows over the American aggression against Grenada in 1983. I can't think what are the other sharp disagreements. Obviously, some Americans were fundraising for terrorism to try and destroy democracy in the United Kingdom and stuff like that. The UK is sort of a bit like a battered wife like that. If you don't join America in their military ventures, you're still going to be able to buy their military kit. I mean, they want weapons and stuff like that. So I think he's correct, because Israel, I mean, it does host some US military bases now, but they've never sent troops to Korea or Afghanistan or Iraq or Somalia or various other American military operations overseas. And yet they get everything they want. The United States wields its United Nations Security Council veto in favor of Israel more than any other country, more than in favor of itself. They get financial aid, even though Israel's a very rich country. They get access to the top military hardware. They get intelligence, despite all these Israeli spying operations in the United States, which have been busted, Jonathan Pollard and so on. So, and you get this American diplomatic cover, as any atrocity the United States will say is entirely permissible, so long as Israel's committing it. The illegal occupation of Palestine, the racist policies in the West Bank, the murder of thousands of Palestinian civilians, even in the West Bank, not to mind the murder of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza. This armed robbery against Palestinian civilians, they're brutalized, humiliated, treated with just such bestial cruelty. And plenty of US politicians will speak up for this, will say it's the right thing to do, that there must be no criticism of Israel, no matter what. So they will arm, fund, and advocate for genocide It truly is sickening. Okay, Israel's a democracy. I mean, I suppose they are amongst themselves, not amongst the illegally occupied people who are second class, well, not even citizens, because the apartheid system of the illegally occupied West Bank. So that's it. But I mean, Sir Christian, he did say some wise things. He said, "We in Europe can't just rely on the UK, US security umbrella. So the relationship will carry on if you want to be special, but I think it's going to be different." Okay, close quotation. I mean, he's right because Trump has publicly said aloud he might withdraw from NATO several times. And so that's why Europe needs to provide for its own defense. And one of the few ways in which Trump is on the money is he says how, you know, European countries have not spent enough on their own defense. Now, the US was spending sort of 6% of their gross domestic product. The NATO target was 2%. A lot of countries were well below that. The USA was sort of at 6% already. But if that's their decision, you might say they're stupid fault. You might say it's their wisdom to spend that much. But anyway, European countries have mostly started spending a lot more. Incidentally, not all European countries are in NATO. Right, Switzerland's not, Austria's not, Malta, Cyprus is not, Irish Republic, we're not. Okay, so and that's why I need to provide for their own defence. And what if the US stops selling its weaponry for some reason? So that's why European NATO countries might say, "We're going to buy our helicopters, our armored personnel carriers, our ships, our submarines, our howitzers, or whatever within the European Union. Produce more 155 millimeter shells, and so forth." The United States not, might not be there, and yeah. So, goodness, my advice to the Prime Minister, this is what Christian Turner said, is I can't just put my hands on my ears and say it's special. We're going to be fine. We've got to really work clearly to see what the UK can bring to the table. Close quotations, as it convinced the United States that it's worth being cooperative with the United Kingdom, that they get something back in return. Okay, the US gets some military bases in the UK, but say, does that matter? Do they care about Europe? Is the pivot to Asia? Even if they don't want military bases in Europe, they can have those in Norway or France or somewhere else might let them. So Jack Straw, former Foreign Secretary, and he said that Sir Christian is absolutely right to say that Israel has a special relationship with the United States, which is true. And he goes on to adumbrate many of the points that I've made. So Israel has to give nothing and gets everything. Why on earth should the United States be giving money to a country that's already very rich, far more than it gives to poorer countries? Now, Israel has achieved a lot. I mean, I know the many evil things that Israel has done to the Palestinians, but they've got, you know, excellent medical care. They've got superb technology like IT. They're the masters of spyware and stuff like that. So they're often very clever and they're high achievers. I don't doubt that. Okay. So that's why Israel gets really whatever they want. And then most American politicians are members of the Israeli American Public Affairs Committee. And so there are lots of Zionist donors in the US will donate to politicians, either Republican or Democrat, so long as they're going to be blindly Zionist. And they will advocate for any abominable crime against the Palestinians and so on. Yeah, that's it. What do you think? Is there a special relationship between the UK and the United States? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.